Hi guys, it's Reese here from Gaps in Knowledge, and like we said in our last episode, World War Wonder, the reason that we were delayed in actually producing a new episode was because, unfortunately, Will got COVID, and then he recommended for me never to get it, and unfortunately, it then fell upon me last week, so I've also been suffering from COVID, and in fact, it's been a very terrible experience, so his one-star review of COVID is pretty accurate, actually. It's not a very nice experience. You may even be able to hear the croak in my voice at the moment. So unfortunately, we weren't able to record a proper episode, and we have just finished the school year as well. Will is also heading off to the Czech Republic for his holiday, and we will be recording an full episode next week for you to look forward to. It's going to be a good episode, actually. For once, I actually have a theme for all of my topics, which rarely happens. I don't know what Will is, obviously. I don't know what he's planning. But I thought, just to keep the ball rolling or the clock ticking over, often when we do some edits of our podcast, we leave some bits out and I save them into an extras session or an extras bit. And I've put them all together here for you to have a listen to. And it's only very short. I think there's only four items, but I think you would enjoy some of the little tidbits that we have here. Is that the right word? Tidbits? Yeah. I think there's some of the good little tidbits that that didn't quite make the final cut of the episodes that we've recently recorded. But it's something for you to enjoy, which you wouldn't have heard before. But yeah, we will be recording a full episode next week, and we look forward to producing that and publishing that for you guys to listen to. I hope you have a great week from Will and I and the Gaps Knowledge team. So yeah, let's roll that music. Welcome to the Gaps in Knowledge podcast. I'm Reese. I'm a geographer that knows nothing about history. And there's no Will. He's currently in the Czech Republic having a great holiday. So instead of a normal episode, we have our bonus episode where we take snippets from the bits that didn't make the final cut of our previous episodes and put them all into one short episode for you to enjoy. And for the podcast's sake, I just surely hope my voice comes back to normal soon.
Have you ever been to a freak show or a sideshow?
No, I haven't actually.
I have, and it was the most distressing thing I've ever been to.
I can only imagine it is.
It was horrific because they had not just tattooed men, but men with those, you know, silicon implants that kind of turn you into, like, you kind of put horns in your head and things like that.
Yep.
One of them.
Ugh.
A contortionist who, as far as I could tell, didn't have limbs made out of bones, had limbs made out of like
Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong, exactly. And the farting man,
who did
exactly what you can say. He had, you know how you can make yourself belch by swallowing air?
Yes. Did he do the opposite for his?
He did it rectally.
Oh.
Which, in hindsight, was anthropologically incredible.
That's amazing, because you can also say he's an anal sucker.
He is absolutely an anal sucker. Thank you for that mental image.
You're welcome.
For some reason, now you say sucker, is that why Henry has got the look on his face? But yeah, I had to leave. Like, my family were flipping loving it, and I just couldn't stand it. It was too surreal, I suppose, for me. It was just overwhelming.
Too overstimulating.
Yeah, see this man suck up air into his anus and expel it in tune to like the Marseillaise or something.
Oh, really?
He had some skill with his with his anus. Yeah, it was quite remarkable.
That's a talent.
It is, unfortunately.
Yes, it is. I just imagine these places, though, as fun as they could be for some people, also seem like quite a depressing environment. Like,
that's what I found. I found it exploitative and depressing.
Yeah, and that's not nice.
Is this the mark you're leaving on the earth?
That's your legacy.
A literal shit stain. which is an invention of roughly this period of time, a motel. And
yeah,
I was going to say something really boring there about a book you should read about motels, and I'm not going to mention it.
Yeah, probably was.
Oh, no, actually, no.
Okay.
There is a motels. So motels are an invention of roughly this period of time. And there is a fantastic book by a journalist called Gay Talese.
Good name.
Which is a such a good name.
Strong.
And he isn't. But
okay.
Nominative indeterminism. But what it is he came across a motel owner who for something like 30 years had not just bugged every room in his motel, but rigged up the ventilation system so that he could crawl through it and spy on everybody who was in his motel every single night.
Nice guy then.
And this account is of just what he sees. Drug deals, murders. He particularly liked the prostitutes, funnily enough.
Yeah, of course.
And yeah, it's...
He must be an infinite world of stories.
Yeah, very much so. And this was a very controversial book when it came out because obviously this is not fantastically ethical.
No.
Interviewing somebody who spies on their motel guests. But the book is called The Voyeur's Motel, funnily enough.
Okay.
And it came out about 6 years ago, and it is just the creepiest thing. If you like having your skin crawl, then this will make you feel like you're stuffed full of cockroaches.
Well, that's my next book to read.
There you go.
I'm going to have it. Motel. I hope there's an audiobook version.
There is, actually, yeah.
Excellent.
It's only about 5 hours long, too.
Nice.
Is geothermal energy renewable?
That's a really good question. You've probably heard that it's not.
Well, I haven't heard that it's not, no, because I've heard that it is. It always comes up on kind of renewable energy sources.
There is this idea that geothermal energy can be over harvest because actually it relies on pressure from underneath to get the heat to come from to heat the water to then create steam, which generates the electricity when it's passed.
Are you about to tell me another way in which we're about to destroy the earth?
Maybe, oh, but God. There is, you know, we were going to Iceland and they're very famous for their geothermal energy, so much so they were going to sell loads to the United Kingdom by doing a big pipe under the North Sea. Or a big cable that comes from Iceland. Mm-hmm. You can over harvest it because it reduces the amount of heat over time that is exposed at the surface of the earth.
Right.
But it's very hard to do.
Okay, and that's not going to cause something stupid like the lack of pressure on the crust will cause the crust to implode or something.
No, it's nothing like that. Phew. Although you would also be interested to know that actually geothermal energy is possible in the United Kingdom.
Is it?
But you'd have to dig 600 metres below Yorkshire or Southampton.
I mean, certainly Southampton. There's maybe not much Southampton. Going on there.
Yeah, but you have to go incredibly deep before you start actually getting anything which is useful to generate electricity. It's not economically viable. Hence why they stopped getting coal out of the Wales mountainside.
Exactly. And can you even dig a hole 600 metres deep? Is that physically possible?
It probably is if you have the right machinery, but again, it'll be very expensive.
Yeah.
And have you seen Joan to the Centre of the Earth?
Do you know, I haven't actually.
Oh, there's one for you to watch.
Well, there we go. Yeah.
It's very warm down there.
I'm sure it does. Kind of point.
Cut just to round this off of Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Interestingly, yeah. I just wanted to let you know, as I have a German partner, and we got talking about the swastika and things and that stuff. And my partner, Chris, didn't know it was called a swastika. And it seems to be the English language has picked that and run with it. And I did some research. Now, I may be incorrect here, but it's just a swastika is just a type of a name of a symbol. That's it. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. So the swastika is the four-sided, is the cross with arms, essentially.
Yeah.
But the idea of tilting it by 45 degrees and then putting it in a white circle and then putting that on a red flag was pure Adolf Hitler. He came up with every single one of those ideas. And so, did you remember what it's called in German?
I can't actually. That's quite embarrassing.
It's called the Hakenkreuz.
Hakenkreuz. Okay. Yeah. I have to say, so, I have to give, if oh, this is going to sound really bizarre and out of context, I have to give Hitler some credit here.
Steady.
Here we go. No, in the sense that actually that symbol is... It could get so burned into your retina that you can always recall it in your mind's eye really easily.
Yeah, that's one of the things that fascism is based on, is pure simplicity of just very, very basic ideas that anybody can follow and that are impossible to forget. Mm. So, yeah, they did know what they were doing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Propaganda max. Yeah. Absolutely.
So there you have it. That was our bonus episode. It was only a short one. Expect a couple of those every now and again throughout the next few months. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. But if you want to follow us on our socials, we are on Twitter at Gabs Podcast. You can tweet us there. You can find us on Facebook and on YouTube as well. And also, I would like to advertise, we are developing a website for the podcast, which is gapsinknowledgepod.com. You can actually access that now. It is in development currently. I'd like to thank Tom Byrne, who is designing the website for us. So thank you very much for your help there, Tom, and it will be up and ready soon. And also, if you would like to find the book that we was talking about in this little bonus episode, I've put the link to that in the show notes as well. We'll be back with a full episode next week, and hopefully my voice will improve ready for that episode as well, so I don't sound like a croaky frog throughout. Yeah, have a good week, everyone.